Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you Ms. Julia Katsivo. Julia, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Welcome, everybody, to You're the CEO Here. I'm excited. I'll be spending the next 20 minutes or so with you, 25 minutes or so with you, talking to you about how to transform that mindset from being stuck in a rut and uninspired to being a bold decision maker, because we need bold decision makers. I'll give you one quick reason why. For as long as you're living, you are growing, because that happens to be something that living things do. They grow, they spread, they find ways to adapt, they find ways to mutate. And what you don't realize is that whether or not you're making conscious decisions in your life, you are still growing. What we want to do, though, is we want to be more deliberate with our growth, and we want to be more deliberate with our living, and to be more conscious about our thoughts and our mindset and what to do with our next steps. So you're listening to this, you're in the business, or you're thinking about getting into the business, and this is also applicable to many other industries and just even personal decisions. Sometimes we forget that we've already achieved a lot in our life. It's really easy to forget this, because with each new challenge, it seems for a moment as though everything flies out from our memory and from our bodies and our brains, and we're just frozen, and we think, what do I do? Where do I start? We forget that if we look back, we have dealt with or faced even worse challenges, greater challenges than what we are looking at today or will be facing tomorrow. I want you to consider this. If you are making a decision to change your career or to walk into a new career, or if you're in your career and now you want the next level, you are starting at the bottom of a new rank. This is a ladder, this is the mountain, and you're starting at the bottom. And for now, for today, you feel a little stuck, a little uninspired, because you honestly don't know what to do. Or if you know what to do, you don't know where to start. Or if you know where to start, you simply don't think you can do it. If you think you can do it, you're not sure that you are good enough or can ask for the price that you're imagining, or that, in fact, you really have something that worth it to provide to the world. All these, as you can hear, are fears. And yet they're powerful enough to stop us from imagining what we know to be true in our hearts, which is that we are ready for the next step, or that we want to overcome a challenge, or that we want to try and face a fear. So I'd like you to consider yourself as a business entity. I want you to close your eyes, picture your first and your last name. If you have a middle name, I want you to insert it in there. If you have several names, say them all out. And that is the business. And then I want you to imagine that you are the CEO of this business. So the same name, you are the CEO of the business, the same name. As the CEO of this business, you are largely responsible for ensuring its success. That is your success. And you have various departments to consider. You have the personal, the professional. And under the personal, you have emotional, spiritual, physiological, biological, all the things that concern you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And on the professional, all the things that concern you to do with education, career choices, how you make your living, all of that. So you are responsible for a really huge entity here that may or may not be beneficial. Right now, we're stuck. So the business is not going anywhere. You as a business are not going anywhere. Not going anywhere that you are happy with, the direction, with the next step. So if you consider that maybe you're examining all the things that you are not doing or should be doing, and realize that that's not really going to help you move on, I'd like us to start looking at our position as CEO from a different point of view. Let's ask questions like, what do I need? What can I do? And these questions will attack the fears that I mentioned before. What do I need helps attack the questions, where do I start? Who do I think I am? When you start asking these questions out loud, you are not afraid to address them. And in fact, you are giving your mind something better to do than to sit down and wonder who you think you are. Where do I start? We're looking at the big picture, what you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to change. Now we break it into the small steps. Where do I start? The first step is to look at what we have right now. Where are you right now? What have you achieved thus far? What are you currently doing in your life in terms of personal and professional? That is, these are good things that you are doing. And just write them all out. You don't have to overthink it. Sometimes we sit down and we think, you know, honestly, I can't say I've done any good thing. But just consider that you're much more kinder to a stranger than you are to yourself. And we're looking at this from the point of view of a CEO who wants to bring the business up to a profitable position, to a successful position, to a moving forward position. And so our focus right now is on looking at our resources, and that's what you're doing. You're writing down where you are right now. So you can say, I am in a job. That's great, because then you can write, this is how much I'm earning right now. This is how much is in the bank. Or this is what my education is. Or I am currently registered in this course. I'm currently volunteering here. I'm currently offering this or that or the other. Everything that you have right now, write them all down. And you will be surprised that you have a lot more than you think. When you look at everything that you have, ask yourself where you can start. And usually the answer is closer than you think. We can start by asking for help. We can look at the people in our lives and see the ones who are successful at an aspect of what it is that we want to do. Not everyone will fit the bill. However, if, for example, you want to take the next step in your career and you are afraid because this is a significant step that you're taking, and when you look around, you can't see a person who you can ask or speak with about this. But you can definitely turn to a person who you have seen overcome many challenges. And you can speak with that individual about the qualities or the virtues that helped this person step through those challenges. Because at the end of the day, what you need most are qualities. These are the things that will continue to grow, to morph, to adopt, to change. When you try and do things specifically the way others have done them, you forget that you're an individual and you're unique. As well, you forget that the other person had a different set of circumstances that are not always available to the public. There are always multiple sides to a story. And so some of the ingredients that help that person succeed with that very specific step are missing in your life. And not because you lack, but because they're not there for you. You have other things. But if you work on quality, you're able to take qualities and you're able to use them with your personality and your unique circumstances to make decisions moving forward. So you see, right off the bat, when you say, where do I start? You eliminate by saying, oh, you know, I could speak with my mother. I have seen her go through A, B, C, D, E, and she has walked out of every single one of those situations shining. I know the qualities in her that I admire, and I'm going to reflect on them, write them down, and even speak with her further on this. That's an example. You could look at your child. You could look at the neighbor. You could look at a teacher. You could go on social media, because we honestly have no excuse now with technology. You could go on social media and say, hey, this is my situation, and you came to mind because of these qualities. and I wondered if you had a moment to sit with me or chat with me. I'd really, really like to hear from you. Most times you will get yes from people because we honestly very rarely withhold help. And when something has really worked for us, we can't help but want to share it. So when we reach out to what we immediately have, we're making use of our resources. When we look at our educational background, our experience, including volunteering, and you know what, also including the things that you do that you will never get paid for. For example, if you've had to take care of relatives with special circumstances, you were able to acquire special skill sets that you can bring on and say, now, how do I turn this into my favor? How do I make all this work for me? Another thing we can do in addition to asking for help is changing our diet. I'm talking about changing our mental diet. When we're stuck in a rut or when we're uninspired, the first thing that we don't realize is that we are still consuming the same products and therefore nothing will change us mentally. If you don't have courage or confidence, switch your diet. Start intentionally introducing aspects on your social media, including your daily life, that uplift you, encourage you, nourish you, build you. I started this trend about 5 years ago, where I became purposeful with the types of connections I made on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google+, on LinkedIn, name it. Most importantly, what I did is I am inundated with all these positivity stuff so that if I just want to waste time maybe for a few moments and I go on my Facebook, instead, the first thing that glares at me is a poster that says, one small step equals a milestone or something like that, something to remind me about my path and where I'm going and what I should be doing. And I find myself saying, oh, yeah, okay, thanks, and putting the phone down and getting back to work. Other times I will go on Twitter and this motivational quote would jump back at me. A lot of times I see my own stuff, the motivational quotes that I post on Twitter and Facebook, and they remind me about my own belief system and why I am doing this. If you surround yourself with such food, then it becomes a daily habit. I personally use Bible quotes, and they're everywhere. And all I have to do is just turn my face to the left or the right, and I have something there to nourish me, encourage me. Start changing the music that you're listening to. About 7 years ago, I started to look up the lyrics of the songs that I liked. And I was slightly perturbed with some of them because they did not really reflect my values. I'm not sure at what point I had accepted them, but they didn't reflect my values. What we don't realize is things like music leave more lasting impact on us because we replay them. So it's almost like a mantra. When you sing a song over and over again, you're taking the words and you're making them your own. So the reason you like the song, obviously, is because of a mood set and something that you relate to with a singer or a journey, one of those things. But right now, if you're looking to be inspired, if you're looking to change your mind on how you feel about yourself and on what you want to do next, start being purposeful about your music. Research indicates that classical music and high IQs have a very strong correlation. Research indicates that listening to upbeat music does a lot to change your mood. You already know this, because it's happened to you on a daily basis. Start looking out for new music. It's a new diet. So be patient and give yourself time to adopt these new habits. When you are looking at, you know, your regular sitcom, and it's going to hurt to, like, have to let that go, but ask yourself, what do I need right now? What do I need? Your mind is starving for new information to process, things that are going to help you and equip you so that you can take the next step. So feed yourself all the things that are going to help you fight your fears. That's where you can start. So as a CEO, you're looking and you're saying, okay, what are my training needs? What do I need to do to get myself there? And it starts right off the bat with asking for help, with changing your mental, spiritual, emotional, physical diet. And it also starts by looking around at nature. When you ask yourself, who am I or what do I think I have to offer, remember what I said in the beginning when I mentioned that we are living, and for as long as we're living, we are growing. What we need to do sometimes is look out at nature and see how plants adapt to the different situations. If you're like me, you've probably killed a lot of plants before you realize that low-maintenance plants exist. So before I went to the low-maintenance plants, which actually suit my lifestyle, I was insistent on the really pretty flowers that needed a lot of attention and very particular conditions to grow, because I assumed that if I was not able to take care of high-maintenance plants, they must be, you know, something wrong with me in the sense of, to be honest with you, those are just perfectionist ideals. So I killed a whole lot of plants. But something curious about those experiences is what they have left on me. Is even up until the point before the plants were, you know, finally, I finally killed them off, I would see them in their own way attempt to make the best of what they were dealing with, attempt to grow, attempt to still change. And we see that with different vegetation in the different areas of the world, how you can have multiple species, how you can have subspecies. And that's the same as us. When I grew up in Africa and I came to Canada and I had to adapt, I had to morph, I had to change, because my means of survival in a different continent were not entirely applicable in this new environment. And the same goes with what we are trying to do next. It's going to be different. Your challenges are new. It's a different situation, and this is a good thing. It's not always a great feeling to deal with the same old problem. So when you find yourself uninspired or stuck in a rut, and it's because of a challenge that you're now facing that is new and different, be grateful. You're up for a new thing. But consider that you have to change, and you have to grow, and you have to morph. And so this is going to take some time, and it's going to take some seasons. So who do you think you are? You are a living, breathing person with as much right to be on this planet as anyone else. And for as long as you are living and breathing, you will allow yourself the opportunity to change and meet your challenge and overcome it. If you're wondering what you have to offer, which is the third fear that I had mentioned before, consider this. What are people saying about a particular activity that you do that makes you feel particularly great while you're at it? If I could just use a really broad description, you feel like you're flying. When you get positive feedback on something that is entirely natural to you, understand that you have great things to offer and that those great things are entirely you. And the fourth was, how do I ask for my price? You're the CEO of this company, and pricing is very important, because this will determine whether you remain sustainable or not. This is my question. When you walk into a Gucci store and you ask for a purse or a watch, do you then ask them why they've set such a ridiculous price on the item? Do you ask them for a discount? Or do you go ahead and pay for it? The reason I ask this is, why are we so quick to walk into coffee shops or to walk into clothing stores, or to go online and buy specialty items and pay the price without blinking, and yet turn to each other and ask each other, how dare you charge that much for your service? Honestly, in a world full of choices, anyone can come to you, and what you want are the people who will honor the value you bring into what you're doing, and they will show that value and the honoring of that value by paying for what you're asking for, and by paying for it without blinking an eye, because you will deliver on your pricing. In a world of choices, you can choose not to compromise your value. There's a difference between a store like Gucci and a sale rack in a discount store, and it's up to the individual to decide which one he or she is walking into. As a CEO, you set the trend. Are you going to be a high-priced store who's going to accept all sorts of compromises on your value? Or are you going to stick to your guns and be respected for valuing yourself, for what you have to offer, for everything that it's taken to bring you to this point so that you can move forward. You can do this. All the people who you admire and look up to were human too and have had to face many challenges. And the key is to look around you, see what you have, see who you can ask for help, and slowly but surely take those steps forward, understanding that this is a growth process. It's not going to happen overnight, that you are fully going to allow yourself and you are not going to compromise on your values. Because as the CEO of your business, your entity, that is you, you are 100% motivated to give yourself the best shot at making it in this one life that you've got. I hope you enjoyed this talk and it's given you some food for thought. I enjoyed this presentation myself. I would love for you to catch up with me on juliacatsiva.com. I have an email list that you can sign up for. And right now we're giving away a free ticket to a symposium. It's going to be held here in the Toronto area in Canada on Saturday, September 19th. It's actually called the Personal and Professional Pursuit of Excellence 2015 Symposium. And again, it's just all about this uplifting, encouraging, motivating, and getting us to be the best people we can be, because we do no great service to the world if we're anything less than ourselves. Join me Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google my name, Julia Katsivo, and I'd love to hear from you. And thank you for listening in this morning. Be the greatest CEO you can.